One more time, okay? Good morning.
早上好。
Thank you. Let's move over prayer, okay? 就是这里给我们能够在这里能够奉命跟他聚集，叫我们能够彼此的勉励，激励爱心，叫我们一起在主里面有敬拜的时间，能够把怜悯来高举。感谢主，奉主的圣名祈求。
Amen.
Amen. Okay, today we're going to go on the continue the series, you know, on the Matthew.
我们今天继续学习马太福音。
And we've been going through the books of Matthew chapter 5 to chapter 7.
我们正在学习马太福音五章到七章。
And these few chapters generally being called Sermon on the Mount.
这几章一般我们叫做登山宝训。
And from chapter 5 verse 1 to 2, we know that this series of teaching are directed towards the disciples.
从这个登山宝训的开始，我们知道这些是针对门徒的。
So it's not for the general public.
不是说这些大众。
And so the standard of being set on a very high bar.
所以这个标准设得非常高。
We can be said that these are the standards for his disciples' daily living.
所以说这也是门徒每日生活的一个标准。
So, let's stand up and just go through the verses we are going to go through today.
请大家起立，我们读一下今天的经文。
So we're going to read together the English and Chinese, so you can read whatever language you want.
中文和英文都可以。
不要
为自己积累财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能朽坏；也有贼挖窟窿来偷。不要积累财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能朽坏；也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明；你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等大呢？一个人不能侍奉两个，不是得这个丢那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。生命不属于饮食吗？身体也不是衣裳吗？你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积攒在仓里，你们的天父尚且养活他们，你们不比飞鸟贵重得多？你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地里的白火花怎样长起来？它也不劳苦，也不纺线。然而我告诉你们，这就是所罗门既荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵。这小信的人呐，你地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？所以不要忧虑说吃什么喝什么穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。你要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
Please sit.
请坐。
And in these three chapters, in some casesJesus simply stated how to execute, you know, the virtues.
在这三章里面，有时候主耶稣说就是教导门徒们怎样来活出这些品德。
And for example, how to give.
就是施舍。
And how to pray.
怎么祷告。
How to fast.
禁食。
How to be the light of the world.
怎么成为这个世界上的光。
And in some cases, he compares it with what we're being taught at the time.
有时候他教导和当时做比较。
And it's they were being taught from the Pharisees, from the scribes about the law of the Jews and the traditions.
和那些法利赛人文士所教导的这些律法，这些。
And when he taught the subject side by side, you know, with the law.
当他和这个律法比较的时候
，He made it clear to his disciples that he is not going to abolish the law.
他向门徒来澄清，他并不是来废除律法，
but to accomplish it.
来成全律法。
Because at the same time, there seems to be conflict between his teachings and the teachings of the law.
因为在那时候看起来好像和旧约的律法有冲突。
But these seemingly conflicts are not any problems, you know, if you understand the background.
但是如果你理解当时的背景，你知道实际上是没有冲突的。
Because when you talk about law, basically there are three parts to it.
在旧约的律法有三部分。
There are the moral law, there are moral laws.
有道德律。
Basically, these are the Ten Commandments.
基本上就是十诫。
There are the social laws.
还有社会律。
And there are 613 do's and don'ts.
有613条，可以做这个，不可以做这个。
These are laws to govern the societies.
所以这是就是管理当时这个社区的律法。
Like driving 25 miles per hour in the city, 65 miles per hour on the highway.
就像我们现在的这个限速一样，25迈还是65迈。
And if there were conflicts,
如果有冲突的时候呢？
If there were murders,
如果有谋杀，
if there are adulteries,
奸淫，
how to deal with it?
所以就是怎么来处理这些事情。
And this part was highly stressed by the Jews at that time.
所以这些社会律是当时他们很看重。
And then keep expanding it, you know, and there are more and more rules, you know, to govern the society.
所以这些规则就是也是随着当时的情况来越来越多。
And there's a religious law which governs how to offer, you know, in the temple.
还有这个关于这个献祭的这个礼仪的。
Some of the laws, teachings Jesus compared with the law was compared with the social law.
有时候呢，耶稣的教导是和这些社会律比较。
And compared the social laws with the moral laws, Jesus.Teaches disciples how to live their life.
就是用这些社会律和这些道德律来做比较，来教导门徒来过生活。
For example, in chapter 5, verse 38, Jesus talked about an eye for an eye.
在五章三十八节说以眼还眼。
Now this is a requirement of the social law.
这是社会律的要求了。
But Jesus said you have to go way beyond it.
耶稣教导说要超越这个。
If they want to be his disciples.
如果他们想变成耶稣的门徒的话。
So to teach them to forgive.
教导他们赦免。
And we have to walk the second miles.
来要做的更多。
Another one is do not commit adultery.
另外一个地方就是说不要犯奸淫。
This is the requirement of the community social law.
这是社会律的要求。
When people commit adultery, they will be punished.
当你这个犯奸淫的时候，你会被受惩罚。
But then Jesus set a much higher standard to this.
但是耶稣设置了更高的标准。
Say, don't even think about it.
就是你想都不要想。
When you think about it, you commit adultery already.
当你有这样的想法的时候，你已经犯了奸淫罪。
Now ultimately, Jesus wrapped up the whole law or all the requirements of the law in Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 to 38.
最后呢，主耶稣在马太福音二十二章总结的这些律法，又总结的这些律法的精义。
By two very simple principles.
用两个原则，很简单的原则。
Love God and love others as yourselves.
爱神和爱人如己。
Now these are the basic teachings of the Ten Commandments.
这基本上就是十诫的教导。
And it's moral laws.
道德律。
And if this one follows these two principles, he automatically fulfills God's whole law already.
如果你遵守这两个原则的话，你自然呢就是完全的履行了神的要求。
Now Paul put it another way in the New Testament, in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23.
在经上另一处加拉太书这么说。
So put it in the way Paul uses the fruit of the spirit, you know, to portray, you know, the law.
保罗用这个圣灵的果子来描述这个律法。
Is it? But the fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there's no law.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
Interesting enough, look at the English part is more interesting.
这个英语的这一部这种说法其实更有意思。
Is it but the fruit of the spirit?
圣灵的果子。
Notice the fruit is not the fruits of the spirit.
它是这个是单数，不是复数。
中文说一果九味啊 ，so it's just a single fruit, but there's a nice flavor to it.
只是一个果子，但是有九种味道。
Like durian, you know?
What is that?
榴莲。
榴莲。没吃过。
一果九味 ，okay? You can say it tastes good, tastes bad, it's smelly, it smells good, you know? Everyone have a different flavor to it, okay?
所以有的人这个榴莲，有的人喜欢，有的人不喜欢，有的人说这个味道那个味道。
But what it means here that you cannot say I have peace, I have love, but I don't have joy.
所以根据这个说法，就是说你不能说你有平安有喜乐，但是没有爱。
It comes as a package. You either have them or you don't have them.
它是一起来的，要么有，要么都没有。
Now what does it mean against such things? There's no law.
那他这么说，这样的事没有律法禁止是什么意思呢？
Basically, what it means is that if you have this quality in your life, all these qualities in your life,
那就是说你有这些品质在你的生活里面彰显。
That is a solid proof that you love God and you love your fellow man.
这就是一个如果你有这些品质的话，这是一个实在的证据，你爱神和爱人。
He has automatically fulfilled the law.
那这样你自然的就成全了律法。
I'm going to go to today's passage.
那我们看一下今天的经文。
Now that we just read it, they are focused on two comparisons.
我们今天读了一下，就是这是主要集中在两种比较。
It's all about treasures on earth and treasures versus treasures in heaven.
这两个比较就是在地上的财宝和天上的财宝。
And the second comparison is God and Mammon.
另外一个就是神和钱。
Mammon it means riches or wealth, okay?
这个马门就是说是财富。
Now Jesus' advice was that.
主耶稣的教导
Do not lay up treasures on earth.
不要积攒财宝在地上
And one has, and the second one is you have to choose between God and Mammon.
另外一个就是你必须在神和钱之间做一个选择
Now what are treasures on earth? What are treasures in heaven?
那什么是地上的财宝？什么是天上的财宝呢？
And what will happen to those treasures on earth and treasures in heaven?
在地上的财宝和天上的财宝会怎么样呢？
And how to store up those treasures?
那我们怎么才能够积攒？
The first thing we have to answer is that what are the treasures?
那第一个问题我们要回答的就是什么是财宝呢？
Does Jesus mean those materials like gold, variable materials like gold, silver?
那意思讲的是说是这些物质的财宝，是金银这宝石吗？
Diamonds and other precious stones?
钻石。
You know, Chinese like the jades, right?
中国人喜欢玉翡翠。
No, we just look at them as so precious, you know. Does Jesus mean it? But in verse 21, you know, we kind of get some idea what the treasure means.
我们看看21节，我们大概能知道主耶稣是什么意思。
And Jesus say, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
耶稣说你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
So your treasure is wherever your heart is.
那就是说，你的财宝是你心在追求的东西。
What you are after.
你的心所追逐的东西。
The most important things to you.
对你来说最重要的事情。
Your life priorities.
你的优先。
And what does Jesus speak about those treasures?
那耶稣是怎么讲这些财宝的呢？
There are two types.
有两种。
One is on earth, one is in heaven.
一种在地上，一种在天上。
Now what is the difference between these two types of treasures?
那它们有什么区别呢？
Now they talk about Jesus talk about the treasures on earth are destructible, and they can be sold, but the treasures in heaven are not.
在地上的财宝是可以毁坏的，可以被偷的，但在天上的是不会的。
The second thing is the treasures on earth can be stolen, and the treasures in heaven cannot.
在地上的财宝可以会被偷，但是在天上的是不会的。
So what are the treasures on earth and what are the treasures in heaven then?
那在地上和天上的财宝分别是什么呢？
Now we have to jump ahead a little bit to study, you know, the whole paragraph.
那我们就是看一看这个后面的这些经文。
Now in verse 33, Jesus kind of give a conclusion of his teachings.
在43节耶稣就给了一个总结。
Is it seek first is your kingdom, his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you.
所以就是寻求他的国和他的义，这所有的这些都会加给你。
So it's reasonable to assume that the treasures in heaven are something to God wants us to pursue.
所以我们可以这么说，这些财宝就是说是神要我们所追求的东西。
Is related to his kingdom and his righteousness.
是有关他的国和神的义。
And it's God's business.
是神的这个事情。
And if so, then the treasure on earth may refer to something that which has nothing to do with God's kingdom and God's righteousness.
那在地上的财宝，那可能就是说你追求的东西和神的事情无关。
It's the desire of your heart.
是你是你的欲望。
Now your treasures can be your accomplishment.
那这些可以是你的财宝，可以是你的成就。
Your career.
你的职业。
Your kids.
你的孩子。
Your social status.
社会地位。
Your dreams.
你的梦想。
Even something generally things are very positive.
甚至说这些我们一般看起来是正面的。
Now, so what's laying up or storing up means then?
那什么是积攒财宝呢？
It simply means that we're pursuing after this.
简单说就是我们的追求。
The spending of time and our efforts, you know, to get what we want.
所以就是我们花时间和精力去来追求我们想要的东西。
Now, so to lay up treasures in heaven means thatWhatever you do, the purpose is for the sake of God's kingdom and His righteousness.
那就是积攒财宝在天上，那就是说我们无论我们做什么，都是为了神国的原因。
And you want to spread His salvation unto mankind. Okay.
我们想来告诉人神国的福音救恩。
It means that your priority in your life is God's business.
所以你的优先顺序是说是神的事情。
Then laying up treasures on earth means just the opposite.
那既然财宝在地上，那正好相反。
You're pursuing your own dreams and your glory.
你追求你自己的梦想，你自己得荣耀。
And there's nothing to do with God's kingdom.
你所做的这些都与神的荣耀无关。
Why Jesus speaks again pursuing treasures on earth?
那追求为什么说要反对我们追求我们自己的梦想呢？
Yeah, as mentioned before, Jesus mentioned the properties of these two kinds of treasures.
那他讲到的这两种财宝的这个性质。
The treasures on earth are destructible and can be stolen.
地上的财宝可以被毁坏，可以被偷。
The treasures in heaven are indestructible and cannot be stolen.
天上的财宝是不能够毁坏，也是很安全。
Now, interesting enough, Jesus did not mention what kind of activities related to these treasures. If we are talking about pursuing, you know, the dreams.
当你讲到说这个追求这些梦想这些事情的时候，有些是耶稣没有讲到说哪些具体的活动你可以做。
And he did not say that oh, this kind of activities related to pursuing the, you know, the treasures in heaven, or this kind of activities related to pursuing, you know, treasures on earth.
他没有讲说哪些活动是跟天上的财宝有关，哪些活动是跟我们追求我们自己的梦想有关。
Because it does not depend on what kind of activities we have lived every day.
那是因为这些不取决于我们做的这些具体的事情。
It is our attitude where our heart is.
那是我们的态度，是我们的心在哪里。
Our mindset that determines whether we are laying up treasures in heaven.Or treasures on earth.
我们的心态决定我们是在积攒财宝在地上还是在天上。
Two people might do exactly the same thing, but they might have totally different consequences.
所以两个人可能做完全相同的事情，但是有完全不同的结局。
Because one does stand for his own sake, pursuing his own dreams.
那一个人可能完全为他自己的原因来追求。
The other one does it for the sake of God's kingdom.
那另外一个人可能就是为了神国来做事情。
It is where your heart is that counts.
那是你的心在哪里是最重要。
I can preach every day.
我能够每天都讲道。
But if I do not do it for the glory of God, whatever I did, those don't count at all.
但如果不是为了神国的荣耀来做，那我所做的这些都算不了什么。
In the contrary,If one gives a glass of cold water to a kid,
那相反，如果你给一个小孩子一杯水
，for the sake of God, for the sake that you are Jesus' disciples,
如果是因为你是因为你是耶稣的门徒
，then your reward, you know, you'll receive your reward.
你会从天父那里得到报答。
And we might just question, why is God so selfish?
那你可能会觉得奇怪，为什么神这么自私？
Everything is for his own sake, and we cannot pursue our own dream.
好像所有的事情都是为了神的缘故，我们自己不能做什么，为我们自己做什么。
I don't think I understand it too well either. Okay.
我也说实话也不是太明白。
All I can say that he is the creator. He has every right to do so.
那我能说的是说他是创造主，他有这个权利这么做。
Like Paul said, the creator can shape the clay to any shape he wants.
就像保罗说这个陶匠可以用这个泥做他想做的任何东西。
Another equally reason is that he knows what is the best for us.
另外一个方面就是他知道什么对我们最好。
There will be absolutely nothing wrong if we submit ourselves to the will of God.
所以说如果我们顺服于神，那也没有任何错。
The second teaching is the choice between God and Mammon.
所以另外第二个教导就是关于神和马门和钱。
Interesting enough, in between the two passages, Jesus inserts a couple of verses, which is kind of our looks at our place.
在讲这两个问题的时候，中间插了一些经文，好像很突兀。
And Jesus talks about the light that is in you.
耶稣讲到了说你里头的光。
So what is the light in us? Why does it matter here?
那什么是我们里头的光？那它有什么要紧的呢？
Basically, my understanding is the light in us is our mind eyes, you know.Our understanding of the truth of God.
基本上来说，这个我们里头的光就是我们的心眼，是我们对这个真理的理解。
Jesus teaches us that we get to have the wisdom to understand the truth of God.
主耶稣教导我们，就是说我们要来有这个智慧来理解这个真理。
Which is the most important things in our life.
这个是我们生命中最重要的事情。
And if we don't have the understanding of the truth of God, the result will be horrific.
如果我们不能够理解神的真理的话，那结果是结局是很可怕的。
Now what does he teach about God and Mammon?
那他教导了什么关于这个神和马门呢？
You can choose one, but you cannot choose both.
你可以选择一个，但是你不能够两个都选。
They are not compatible.
他们是两个是互不相容的。
Now what is serving Mammon?
那什么是服侍钱呢？
Mammon, sin, okay.
Mammon.
Or what's the indication when one is serving Mammon?
那什么是服侍马门的标志呢？
Now simply put, serving Mammon is similar to laying treasures on earth, okay?
简单说就是服侍马门就是在地上积攒财宝。
It is just the pursuing of riches and glories and the world, you know, what the world can offer.
所以就是追求这个世界上能够提供的财富和荣耀。
What is the indication of serving Mammon?
那是什么是服侍马门的标志呢？
Jesus here talk about that.
他耶稣马上就讲这个。
He worries.
他忧虑。
And this is in chapter in verse 25.
在二十五节。
I can say that Jesus starts this verse with therefore.
耶稣是以这个因此开始这段话。
So this whatever he say afterwards is a conclusion of.
所以他接下来说就是他要讲的这个结论。
What does one worry when he serves Mammon?
那当一个人他服侍马门的时候，他为什么他会担心什么呢？
He worries about what he eats and what he dresses.
他担忧他吃什么他穿什么。
And it's the very basic things of life. Basic needs of life.
这生活里面这些基本的需求。
And Jesus reminded that all these things he sought after, all these things, what you eat, what you dress, you know, those are sought after by the Gentiles.
耶稣提醒我们说这些事情都是外邦人所追求的。
This was words about, you know, pursued after by the unbelievers.
这些不信的人所追求的。
The disciples should not seek after these things.
耶稣的门徒不应该追求这些东西。
Now Jesus told them the reason why they should not worry about, you know, the food and the clothing.
接下来耶稣告诉他们的原因，他不需要为什么不需要担心这些东西。
In verse 25, just tell them there are more important things in life than what you eat and what you dress.
在二十五节里面说也有比这个吃和穿更重要的事情。
And the second thing Jesus tell them is that worries does not accomplish anything.
二十七节说，担忧并不能成就任何事情。
It cannot add a single hours to your life.
甚至不能增加一小时的寿命。
不是甚至了，就是这算你忧虑也不能。OK. You simply cannot. Okay, add even a single span to your life.
就是不能够增加你的寿命。
And the third thing Jesus tells him that God has providing food for the birds.
接下来意思说神给天上的飞鸟提供食物。
And beautiful dresses for the wildflowers in the field.
野地的花也有美丽的装饰。
He will definitely provide what we need.
他一定会提供我们所需求的。
Because he knows what we need.
他知道我们所需要的。
I'll ask you here.
那我现在问你们。
Do you worry?
你们担忧吗？
Anyone has no worries at all? Raise your hand.
有没有人没有任何担忧的？先举下你的手。就你一个人。
Oh, why do you worry?
你们为什么会担忧呢？
A Christian friend told me that he was a born worrier. You know, it's a chronicle to him. You know, he worries all the time.
他有个一个信主的朋友说，他一生下来就开始担心。
It is going back to what we're talking about.
那就回到我们在讨论的。
What's the priorities of your life?
什么是我们的优先顺序？
What do you want from your life?
那你你想从生活里面要什么？
Couple weeks ago, Donald shared his feelings, and I like that sharing.
几个礼拜前 ，Donald 他分享了一下。
He was talking to me personally. What did I share? Okay. He make a statement that need is relative.
他有一个讲法，就是说需求是相对的。
不是有个讲法，他的经验 ，okay, his experience, you know, his life.
经验的总结。
Okay. He shared that his family, you know, he has 6 boys, right? And then he lived in a prefab house.
就是当了他们家有6个孩子，他们住在一个这种装配式的房子。
And the roof and the four walls barely hold up.
就是天花板和墙就是勉强
站得住 OK. The only school he can send his kids to is Eugene New Hope Bible College.
就是当他孩子上大学的时候，唯一能够去的地方就是 New Hope 这个圣经大学。
Because he was a faculty there and it's free for his kids to go to school.
因为他是那里面的教授，他的孩子在那上学的时候是免费的。
Forget about UO, he cannot afford it.
所以他都不考虑这个 UO， 因为他负担不起。
But he was at peace, you know, with what he had.
但是尽管这样，他还是有平安。
So why do we worry?
那我们为什么担忧呢？
Because we are afraid we might not get what we want.
因为我们担心我们可能得不到我们想要的东西。
We think that we need a big house with many bathrooms to live.
我需要一个有很多这个洗手间的大房子。
Sometimes I look at this ads, you know, with 4 bedrooms and 6 bathrooms. You know, I say, why? You know?
有的豪宅说四个房间，但是有6个洗手间。
It doesn't make sense to me.
这完全不合理。
You know, my house is only 4 bedroom and 3 bathroom. I mean, that's enough. Okay, so anyway.
我自己的家只有四个房间，但是三个洗手间也足够了。
We need a good paying job.
我们想要一个高薪的工作。
Our kids need to go to famous school.
我们的孩子需要去这些名校。
They need to get a respectable job.
要找到一个受人尊重的这个职业。
We need at least $500,000 in the bank to retire comfortably.
我们需要在银行账户存够50万才能够比较舒服过一个舒服的退休的日子。
At least go on and on and on.
当然，这个名单会越来越长。
The higher our expectation, the more we worry.
那我们的期望越高的时候，我们担忧的越多。
And what we always think about, what if that, what if this?
那有时候就是说如果这样，如果那样。
You see the basic issue is? What the basic issue is?
你看见这个基本的问题是什么？
We mix up our desires with our really real need.
我们有时候分不清我们的欲望和我们的需要。
We think we need that.
我们想我们需要那些。
No, you don't need that.
实际上不是，你并不需要那个。
And what's Jesus' solution to this?
那耶稣的解决方案是什么？
It's a conclusion in verse 34.
所以结论是34节。
Live one day at a time.
过好每一天。
Because each day has its own worries. That's enough for you. You don't have to think about 10 years from now what happened.
所以，你一天一天的过，你现在不需要想十年以后要怎么样。
Some of you might know that a series of incidents happened in my family, you know, lately.
可能你们中间有些人知道我们家里最近发生的事情。
Then about Christmas time, my mother-in-law has a stroke, and now he's paralyzed. She's paralyzed on the left side.
在圣诞节的期间，我的岳母有一个有中风，所以现在左边就是有瘫痪。
And Teresa, my wife Teresa, is busy going up and down between Eugene and Portland. You need to take care of her.
所以Teresa 就在尤金和波特兰之间来回的奔波来照顾她的父母。
And a couple of days later, my son Calvin was diagnosed with a ruptured appendix.
几天前就是 Calvin 也是诊断说有一个阑尾破裂。
And associated with a big abscess the size of a grapefruit.
所以有一个囊肿就是在这个是吗
？Yeah.围着那个 appendix, you know.
阑尾附近有个囊肿。
11 centimeters in diameter, okay.
11厘米大。
And when the surgeon told you it's very impressive, you know, that is something you don't want to hear, you know.
那个医生说他这个很有意思，他很想干一干。
Yeah, so you know that there's something big. So he has a big insect, you know. So he has to go to emergency surgery right away.
所以他需要就是马上去急诊室去做手术。
And he stayed in the hospital for more than a week.
他在医院里面待了一个多礼拜。
Unfortunately, my sister from Canada came, to help taking care of him.
还好我姐姐从加拿大过来，特意来照顾他。
And then later on, then I discovered that my right eye has a macular hole.
最近也发现了我右眼有一个就是黄斑，就是视网膜有个洞。
No, so if not treated, you'll go blind. Okay.
如果你不治疗的话，你会眼会变瞎。
So I need two surgeries. No, first is to take care of the cataract, and the second is to take care of the retina.
所以需要要两个手术。第一个是先除掉这个白内障，第二个就是来修复这个洞。
Finished my first surgery. No, so I'm waiting for my second surgery.
刚刚做的第一个手术，现在等着做第二个手术。
And you know that I'm not looking forward to it because after the surgery they introduce a bubble to it. I have to sleep face down.Whole day I try to be face down.
其实我并不期待这第二个手术，因为做完手术以后，它里面会有一个会有一个泡，所以每天要面朝下躺着。
So I have to face down when I walk, face down when I eat, face down when I sleep. You know, so for the whole week.
所以要面朝下吃呀睡。
Now the nurse kind of gave me a comfort. Oh, you can turn your head too. You guys, said, yeah, thanks.
那护士安慰我说，你可以头还可以转一下。
But still, you know, it's not comfortable, okay?
可能还不会让人舒服吧。
Through this, Teresa and I learned how to live one day at a time.
通过这些，就是 Teresa 和我就是学会了怎么来过每一天的日子。
We don't know exactly what happened tomorrow.
我们也不知道明天会发生什么。
Because new incidents keep coming up every day.
所以每天都会有新的事情发生。
And we have to adjust.
我们需要调整。
When you live your life in that kind of mode, you know, you forget about worries. You know.
当你以这种生活方式来过日子的时候，你就忘记了要去担忧。
Our attitude is whatever will be, will be.
那我们的态度就是说，事情该怎么样就怎么样。
And instead of we decide our own fate.
不是说我们来决定我们自己的命运。
Does that mean we don't need to plan?
那是不是说我们不需要计划呢
？No.I did not say that.
那我们就这么说。
We still plan.
那么还是要做计划。
But with the right attitude.
用一个好的态度来做计划。
It is mentioned in James chapter 4 to teach us how to plan.
在雅各书第四章他讲了说我们怎么做计划。
Let's read together.
那我们一起读一下这些经文。我们要。城里去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。即使明天如何，你们还不知道。你们的生命是什么呢？原来还是一片，出现少时就不见了。你们只当说，主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事或做那事。
Yes, we plan what to do.
我们安排要做什么。
But basically, what this means is that we are willing to submit to the will of God.
那基本上这些经文的意思就是说，我们愿意来顺服于神的旨意。
We are willing to adjust and adapt to whatever comes to our path.
我们愿意来调整、来适应神摆在我们面前的。
And not just have that got to have it mentality.
不是那种说我一定要这个东西。
We are flexible to follow God's guidance every day.
我们就是可以 要灵活来每天的聆听神的引导。
Last Sunday when I flew back to San Jose to work.
上个礼拜我回这个我飞回这个三藩去工作。
Halfway through the flight, I feel suddenly feel nauseating and want to vomit.
在旅途中我就是突然发作，就是感觉到了这个昏厥和呕吐。
And I think it's a mini seizure. You know, told me that I have a seizure experience, so I think it's a mini seizure.
我觉得这个可能就是那种小一点的这种发作。
I have a temporary loss of memories.
就是我暂时失去记忆。
I cannot remember. I try hard. I cannot remember where I live in the Bay Area.
我使劲想，但是我不记得我在哪里住。
I cannot remember my own phone number.
我甚至都不记得我自己的电话号码。
I cannot remember Teresa's phone number.
你不记得 Teresa 的电话号码。
It was better than happened what happened about 4 months ago.
这个比前几个月发生的事情还好一点。
I passed out when I was waiting for the flight to take off.
前几个月的时候，在我在机场等着上飞机的时候，我失去知觉了，
等着去飞起飞 ，OK？ I was on the flight already. It's about 10 minutes before the flight. I was sitting there trying to take a break, trying to rest a little bit.
就在飞机上，我就是想休息一下。
And the next thing, when I opened my eyes, I was in the ambulance to an emergency room.
接下来，当我睁开眼睛的时候，正在这个急诊室。
Apparently, I passed out, and then they did CPR on me. You know, I have chest pain for several weeks now.
我失去知觉的时候。有人做了人工这个急救，所以我的心脏现在还好，有点痛。
Well, they haven't cracked my rib cage, okay? That's a fortunate thing. Anyway, and this time I was still conscious. I was looking outside.
这一次我还是有知觉，我看着外面。
This memory slowly comes back.
这记忆慢慢的回来。
One would wonder what happened if I was driving and have a seizure.
有时候在想，就是，那我当我开车的时候，如果发生这样会怎么办
？I'll lose control of the car, right?
那肯定会车会失去控制。
Patrick told me that he saw one accident like this. He would say it was horrifying.
Patrick 就是他曾经看见过这样的事情，那当然结果很糟糕了，就是。
I can only say I can do what humanly possible, right?
那我只能说我从人来讲我做我该做的事情。
I took my seizure medication.
我吃这些药来治这个。
Take care of my health.
我自己照顾自己的身体。
You look at my body shape, I haven't taken care of myself, my health too well, okay?
看了我的身体就是觉得我照顾得还不错，照顾自己。
不是不错，很不很错。at least 30 pounds overweight, okay? And only live one day at a time.
那我们只能说，过好每一天。
We look at the trends of this world, and many things should make us worries.
那我们看看这个国家现在发生的这些事情，很多事情其实让我担心。
The gain of momentum of homosexuality.
这个现在你知道这个同性恋这个势头很猛。
And my landlord in California, you know, he shared with me one statement from his relative who's a pastor.
就是我的房东，他跟我讲了一下他的一个做牧师的亲戚跟他讲这个事情。
He said we should give thanks if our son's looking for a girlfriend and your daughter's looking for a boyfriend.
就是你应该感恩，当你的儿子要找的是女朋友，你女儿找的是男朋友。
Instead of your son looking for a boyfriend, your girl looking, your daughter looking for a girlfriend.
不是说你儿子要找一个男的朋友，女儿要找个女的朋友。
So even that, we have to give thanks.
即使这样，这些事情我们应该感恩。
And the corruption of the moral moralities, you know, in the society in general.
这个社会普遍的道德水平在腐化。
I don't know what my grandkids are going to go to face, you know, when they grow up.
那我现在我也不知道，当我的孙子被长起，就是长大的时候，会面临的一个什么样的情况。
I have four of them right now, so I have to keep praying for them every day.
我现在有四个孙子，所以我每天都为他们祷告。
What can I do besides worrying?
那在担忧以外，我能做什么呢
？Nothing.
没有，什么都没有。
Except praying and live a life that God want me to live.
除了向神祷告，除了过一个神要我过的日子。
One day at a time.
日子一天一天的过。
Or else I cannot even sleep.
否则的话，我真的睡都睡不着。
Are you laying up treasures in heaven?
那你现在正在积攒财宝在天上吗
？Are you waiting for Christ's return to take you home?
那你现在在等着主耶稣基督的再来吗
？Do you worry every day?
那你每天都担忧吗
？Let's pray.
天父，我们的心感谢你，真的是通过我们今天的经文的学习和 Steve 的讲解，我们知道你是那看顾人、看顾神的、看顾我们的神。你连天上的飞鸟和野地的花都看顾，更何况我们在你眼中看为宝贵的这些儿女呢？我们是感谢你的供应，无论是身体上还是属灵上，给我们每一天的供应，每一天的带领，也让我们能够真的是能够仰望你，能够多思念天上的事情，少思念地上的事情，让我们能够把我们的时间和精力都能够所做的这一切都能够来蒙你的悦纳，也让我们每一天在你的面前能够看为善，能够看为正，因为这也是你的心意，也是为了我们自己的好处，让我们能够蒙受你属灵的祝福，也蒙受在天的祝福，以后能够坦然的那个面对当主耶稣基督再来的时候。我们感谢主，你也特别把这个 Steve 他们全家仰望在你的面前，真的是也求你纪念他在你面前说如何存一个诚实的心，在你的面前所做的事都你都看为善。我们也真的是呼求你，就像你当年应允这个西西家那样，我听见你的祷告，看见你的眼泪，我必医治你。我们感谢主，也求你纪念我们每一个人今天在主日也为下面的这个我们年会会议的年会也献上祷告。我们感谢主，这样的祷告靠主耶稣基督的名求。
阿门。
好，我们下面是回应诗歌。